Aircheckdownloads.com.
7:51 right now. Hope it's all good. This is Steve Harris in for Danny. Danny's away for a few days doing his doing his book launch stuff.
He's in Italy, isn't he?
Is he sunning it up in Italy, is he? Yeah. We'll be back in when's he back? Thursday morning. Thursday. Right, yeah, can we do some real life on the radio, please? I did cover this very briefly on the breakfast show last week when I was in for Danny. I have a moth issue in my flat. Now, it seems to happen about this time every year, just as summer starts. And I'll be honest with you, it's getting me down now. It's been a couple of weeks and they're everywhere.
What, the mothballs aren't working?
No, they're not.
Maybe you should explain what mothballs are, because they're from a bygone era. Aren't they? Only pensioners really know what they are.
So mothballs are literally, you stick them in your cupboard, you know, where anything where it's dusty or where there's clothes, and they give off a smell, and it's meant to kill off the moths.
The moths hate it.
What? No, you never heard of mothballs, Stephen?
No. What? He's too young to know what mothballs are.
They're an institution.
What, the smell kills the moths?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
My problem is they give off a scent, and it's not a displeasing scent, but all my clothes, basically, they smell of my nan. the mothballs give them, bear in mind you put them in your pockets and stuff, they give off a kind of soapy OAP nan type smell. Yeah. Now, just when you think, when you go and give your nan a hug, that's what my leather jacket smells of.
It's not a good smell for a guy like you, Steve. It's not street cool.
That's what I'm giving off right now. So, when I mentioned this last week, and bear in mind a week on, it's still going on, and I don't want to give off the wrong impression, now more than ever, my flat is so clean. I don't know where they're coming from. I've cleaned up every nook and cranny. I've dusted, I've polished, I've cleaned. I don't know where they're coming from. Have you got any tips out there? Because mothballs are not doing the job. I know this is a bit, I know I'm taking advantage of my position doing a breakfast here to ask this, but if anybody's got any tips on how to get rid of moths, because mothballs are not working.
We are XFM.
8393.
Tips. Moth tips. Brilliant. This is going to run and run.
It's 7:13. How you doing? We are XFM. It's the breakfast show. This is Steve Harrison for Danny with the Black Keys, Dead and Gone. Big ones. Oasis, Supersonic before. Danny's away this morning. We'll be back, of course. We'll be back later on this week. But to everybody else who's here, the Dysonator's here, work experience Stevie, he's in the game. You all right, Stevie?
Hello, I'm all right.
Producer Dave is here. It's all going on. You want to talk to us this morning? 83936, 83936, tweet at XFM. Has anybody been to Malia? I've been booked to go and DJ in Malia.
Oh, wow. Sounds ghoulish.
Well, now this is it, you see. I was quite excited about it because, I've got doing a couple of nights there, and I thought, okay, well, I'll extend. I don't know anything about Malia, like nothing at all. I thought I'll extend it to a bit of a 5-night stay.
Right. So
I have done. Why because not? I never take a holiday because I work in radio. You know, I'm always too scared to take a holiday. But I thought, well, no, I'll do a few days in July in Malia. So this thing called Malia Rocks, taking over this big club, and it's like indie nights. You know,
nice.
So I said this to you, Stevie, didn't I, in the pub the other day?
Yeah.
And you said the infamous words. And obviously from your reaction, Dysonator, you already kind of know this. I didn't. Stevie says, oh, you'll love it. It's like a gritty Ibiza. Wow. I didn't know that's what it was.
You'll have a great time.
I mean, I've been to Ibiza a few times. I like it, but it's gritty enough for me.
It's pretty gritty, isn't it?
That's San Antonio Strip, or whatever it's called. That main strip, Lineker's Bar and all that. That's gritty enough. I didn't know, Steve, that you're an expert on the Greek islands. So you've been to Malia, you've been to a few of these kind of places, have you?
Yeah, I've been to Zante.
Hey!
Oh, I've been to Zakynthos, yeah. It's a popular destination.
Oh, it's where dreams come true. Yeah. Cocktails and Dreams, the best bar there. My friend Stuart's been 3 times. And,
Oh, Stewie.
He loves it. You and him should have a sit down one day.
Will you tell me the bars to go in?
Can you get Stewie guest list at your night?
I probably could.
AWOL, a good one in Malia.
So you said to me, it's like a gritty Ibiza. You also said to me, it's where like 16-year-olds go on their first holiday.
Yeah, that's true as well.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to do 5 days there.
I don't know if 5 days is long enough.
Sorry, I get carried away. That's that was the Brian May version you were doing there, wasn't it?
Top special.
Oh, when he did it on top of the roof. Right, here we go then. Queen versus Queen. Natasha's on the phones. Hello, Natasha. How the devil are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well indeed, thank you very much for asking. Would you like to go to Field Day on Saturday in Victoria Park?
I would, yeah.
Would you describe yourself as an East London seamster?
No, I'm not, but I'll try and blend in.
Very much me neither. I'm not one of those, but I'm going, so let's just stick together, eh, Natasha?
Yeah.
Hopefully you win this, right? Your five, Dysonator actually is going to give you five words of wisdom, but do they come from Liz or Freddie? Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Over to you, Matthew.
The first quote. Jaws was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
Freddy.
It's quite an easy one.
You say Freddy.
Yeah. Jaws was never my scene,
and I don't like Star Wars. Good start. Yes. Yeah, good start. Congratulations, Natasha. There's your first one. Here comes number two.
I know that the only way to live my life is to try to do what is right.
Liz.
You say Liz. Let's have a listen.
I know that the only way to live my life is to try to do what is right.
This is still with this. That's two. You need one more. Here comes number three from the Dysonator.
You had your time. You had the power. You've yet to have your finest hour.
Freddy.
We should really have saved that one till last, because that was so easy. That
It rhymes. I mean, she doesn't tend to speak in rhyme.
No. I thought it was going to be harder.
Yeah, I know.
Should we probably do the last two, Producer Dave?
Yeah.
It's your call. Yeah, I know you put hours of work into this, so... all right, number four.
Whatever life throws at us, our individual responses will be all the strongest.
Our individual responses will be all the stronger for working together and sharing the load.
And one more.
Fear me, you lords and lady preachers. I descend upon your earth from the skies.
Freddy.
Oh, well done. Natasha, an ice cool 5 out of 5. Enjoy Field Day on Saturday, all right?
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Have a great day. Hopefully the sun will be shining. I think it will be. Let's play some Guns N' Roses now. Live and Let Die. Good morning. 7:50. We are XFM. You were young in your heart. Maybe now you... What's the video where she's looking all moody in the swimsuit? That's a fun one, isn't it? Is it this one? I think it's the one that is the last one, isn't it?
I've not seen the Lana Del Rey video collection.
Well, you should check it.
I should.
That's Lana. That's some Wednesday morning Lana for you in video game. It's the XFM Breakfast Show. This is Steve Harrison for Danny. 8:38. Danny's back on Monday. Don't you worry. Hey, producer Dave, can I talk about my TV show, please?
Oh, yes, of course.
I've made it, everybody. I've made the big time. What was it that the Clash said? True talent will always emerge in time. I've got this doing this thing on the TV, right? Check it out. If you've got Sky, it's on Thursday nights. Me and my mate Piers are doing it. Channel 200. Controversial TV.
It's not from this Thursday, is it?
No, it's end of July it starts.
Because all you keep saying to me is, it's a blank canvas. I've not heard one idea come out of this new TV show of yours yet.
Has anybody heard of this channel? I'm being serious, I'm not joking, it's a proper TV channel. Channel 200, Controversial TV. It's a proper channel. I don't know how many viewers they've got. And so, what it is, right, Dave, it's a blank canvas.
Yeah, it's right here.
So they just said, you can have 2 hours live. Bear in mind, neither of us have done any TV in our lives ever. 2 hours live on a Thursday night.
What could possibly go wrong?
So business meetings about it. Yeah. And we're thinking, let's be honest, we've got no budget, we've got no staff, we're live, we're going to be broadcasting from a broom cupboard, so we need to be different. You know, we need to do something that nobody else is doing. We need to play to our strengths. I'm not going to come up with something, I haven't got any ideas.
No. I get that.
There's not something coming here. <I'm> not... We've got a few more weeks to think about it. Right. But it's a huge opportunity. Do 2 hours of live TV. Who cares if no one's watching?
Does it have to be controversial considering it's on controversial TV? Because how controversial can you get?
Controversial-ish.
Right.
Here's the idea, and I hope no one's going to nick this idea. Here's the only thing that we came up with. yesterday, lunchtime, was a title. All right. And seriously, what do you think about this? Don't believe the Skype. And here's our modus operandi, right? Don't believe the Skype. All our interviews are like via Skype, and so you can get, because you can easily get any guests on Skype. They just need to log on.
Yeah,
you know. And then apparently this TV channel got really good graphics, so it looked really sexy, you know.
And then it'll be like contrasting with the grainy, slightly interrupted Skype interviews you'll be doing for the whole 2 hours.
No, that's what I'm saying. They look really sexy, and then they can like pick up their laptop and like show you around their room, you know, or their house, you
okay,
know.
Okay, yeah.
Don't believe the Skype. I mean, it's an initial idea.
It's an initial idea, yeah.
I mean, it's a blank canvas. At the moment, it's a blank canvas. we should play a tune. Here comes another one. Editors all spark. Okay, Fire and City with No Children. It's the XFM Breakfast Show at 7:43. Just a second. Pulp Babies. Coming up. It's coming up. This is something I wanted to ask. I forgot about this earlier on. Have you been to Starbucks lately?
Not for past 3 months, possibly, yeah.
What do you think of their new tactic? I don't know if it's me being weird or not, where they ask for your name.
Oh.
Have you not heard this?
To write on the cup?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find it a little bit, over-familiar. I just find it a little bit
over-familiar. They don't want your full name. They don't want your date of birth and your national insurance number.
I don't want to tell them my name. So, have you ever been in there, right? You say, I have a latte or whatever. They go, name, please, and Steve. And they write Steve on the cup. And then you go to the collection point. They go, latte for Steve.
Well, yeah.
Don't you think it's a bit,
Yeah, it is.
It's a bit American, isn't it?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in a shopping mall in LA or something. Latte for Steve. It's too much, yeah? It's too much. Here's the Pulp song, I promise. 7:46 right now. Let's play for Latitude Festival tickets. Hello to Jade in North London. How the devil are you, Jade?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very all right. I'm planning to go home after the show. I'm going to buy the new Curb Your Enthusiasm box set and just watch it back to back all day in my bed.
Well, that's very disappointing, as it's the first day we've had any sort of sunshine, so I think
you
should be up enjoying it.
Actually, that's a damn good point. What are you doing today, Jade?
Oh, I'm going to work.
Oh, okay.
I find out if I get a new job today, so I'm a little bit excited.
You're joking, really?
Yeah.
How did the interview go?
It was good, so fingers crossed.
I'm sure you charmed them.
I hope so.
Right, well, first thing I've got to say to you is congratulations, you've won your way into Latitude Festival.
Am I going on my own?
potentially so. A little added twist on the show this morning, okay? We want you to give us the names of the three people who you'd like to go with you, like to attend Latitude with you.
Oh, okay. Do you want them now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so the first person is Ali, who's also gone for the job with me, so one of us gets it, and we've been best mates for ages.
Is Ali question one? Hang on, one more twist, an extra twist. Question one, this is going to be good. Question one is always the toughie.
Oh, no!
Right.
Okay.
Is Ali going to be question one, or is there someone you like less?
no, we won't put it in any order. I'm not putting it in order in my head. Maybe I'm just gonna do it so that if I don't get the first one, then she moves down to number two.
Alright, okay. So, we've got to allocate, this is part of the quiz. We've got to allocate the names.
Well, she can go number three, because I feel like she deserves it.
Right, though. Ali's number three. Who's number two?
Number two is Jazz.
Jazz?
Yeah.
Who's that?
We went travelling together, so...
Nice.
We're very close.
And who's the one you like the least, number one?
my friend Becky.
Oh, God. So she's basically half a friend.
Well, no, because she's the one who will get least out of it.
I'm only joking. Is she not an indie girl? Sorry, that's Dave telling me to get a move on. Right, here we go. Sorry, let's just play. Should we play, Jade?
Yeah, I'm scared.
Here comes question number one. Natasha Khan, this is for Becky. This is for Becky's place at Latitude. Natasha Khan is playing Latitude this year. But by what other name does she go by? What's her stage name? Natasha Khan's stage name.
Bat for Lashes.
It's the correct answer! Becky is in.
Wow!
Wouldn't it be an irony if Becky and Jazz get in and Ali doesn't?
No! Okay, can we move Ali's back to number
one?
No. That was a stupid thing to do.
Number two. Lead Balloon is a great show. It's a TV series starring which comedian headlining this year's Latitude Festival? Lead Balloon.
Oh, I don't know.
Can I say he's very dry? Got a very dry wit. That's all I can say.
Oh, it's a great show. You have a funny bone. It's a bit hard.
No. Jazz.
Sorry, Jazz.
You went travelling with her, but you're not going to be spending.
Home.
You're not going to be spending another 3 days with her. Come on, you've had enough of each other by now, anyway. Finally, this is the big one for Ali.
Was it Jack D?
It was, yeah.
Oh,
I didn't say that, did I? Yeah, it was Jack D. So, no, you're too late, I'm afraid. Here
we
go.
No.
This is for Ali.
I was just, like, brainwave.
This is the big one. Question three. Newborn. One Day Like This. And Grounds for Divorce. Oh, God. Are all tracks by which Latitude act? It's so easy.
Elbow.
Yeah! Yeah!
I hope you get your job today. That'll crown a marvellous day,
yay!
Won't it?
It will indeed.
You are going to the Latitude Festival with...
amazing. Thank you so much.
You're going with Becky and Ali. Another nice one today. Not quite as hot as yesterday, but that's all right. 24 the high, 7:14. We are XFM. That's new solo Jack White, Freedom at 21. What a lovely day yesterday. Yesterday afternoon, it was quite surreal. I found myself in the park in Hampstead with Matt over there with the Dysonator and his Mrs. Katie and his lovely Bubba.
Yeah.
And
it's
we
a
ended
family
up.
Day out.
Oh, it was family day out, and we ended up having a dip, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
In Hampstead ponds. I tell you what, though, Matt. Those. Don't know how to say this on the radio. It's a little bit embarrassing. Those swimming shorts of yours, they were a bit on the skimpy side.
Well, this was quite embarrassing. A while ago, I was going swimming and I needed some just trunks to do length swimming in a pool with.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find any for anywhere. And all I could find were these black tight skimpy pair, like proper hot pants.
I mean, they don't leave much to the imagination.
But like, I've been swimming in them in just a pool where no one else is, and it's in the middle of the day, and I can get away with it. And I packed my swimming stuff to take to the park, and I didn't realise till I got there that I'd bought the skimpy ones. But it was so hot, I just had to go in.
Skimpy. I mean, we're talking Cristiano Ronaldo would have been embarrassed. You know? You imagine those sort of, you know, slick Portuguese guys you see on holiday, they wouldn't have been seen dead in them.
Black, shiny numbers they are. It's weird.
It's a fascinating thing, Hampstead Ponds, because you are... I love it, right? And it's something very, nice and freeing about it, you know.
Carnal, isn't it? Getting back to nature.
Yeah, but you've got to get over the fact you are swimming in ducks' droppings. I mean, that's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, because they can't clean it. You were saying after we got out, yeah, how do they clean it?
I always wonder that, because obviously that's an institution that's been there 50 years, people have been swimming in there every day. Nobody suffers, nobody gets ill from it, it's obviously fine. But you are swimming in animals' droppings. Do they clean it manually in some way? I can't imagine how they can.
I think it just self-cleans. Mother Nature.
Oh, it's beautiful, though. Ice cold water. Of course, the other thing is, you know, it's open, Hampstead Ponds, right, every day of the year.
Mm.
And there's real hardcores who swim in that pond every day through the winter.
Yeah.
Usually older people, OAPs, jump in there on Christmas morning, you know, when it's ice. I don't know how.
Kills your bones. There was one of them there yesterday when all the part-timers were jumping in and bombing and messing around.
Yeah.
One old bloke on his own swimming up and down with a grumpy look on his face.
I felt so sorry for him. Yeah. We've got the McAfee's on the way, the Verve coming up as well. 7:17, morning.
Aircheckdownloads.com.